Yeah, we live.
What a rush!
This is DJ World Premier, joined with Solo Mike. What a rush podcast.
That's a nasty drop, by the way. I've been trying to do it myself and my throat hurt. Pause. But that's a nasty drop for the pod, but I think it's very fitting.
Yeah, no. It's definitely, it's disgusting. It's definitely disgusting, but, you know.
The artwork is worse.
Yeah.
The artwork is worse. You were in charge of that. And I want y'all to know, Solo Mike was in charge of the artwork.
I thought it was Solo.
My son took a head cut out. He didn't blend the shit to make it smooth. Like, it's two black heads on Caucasian bodies. The shit looked like a ransom note.
Why would he paint the skin?
This shit looked like a ransom note. Y'all seen Ransom with Mel Gibson? It looked just like that.
No, man, that's a fact. That's a fact.
But we got Solo Mike with us. Chi-Town's second favorite son, maybe third. Since the news came out about Larry Hoover.
I'm the second city saint. Shout out CM Punk.
Oh God. Oh God. Are we starting with son?
Who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
All time favorite wrestler?
No, I actually hate that question. What personality do you feel like is embedded in your life as a wrestler?
Shit. This is difficult. It's going to be between, and this is campy too. So like, if y'all want to turn the pod off after I say this, I totally understand. But just come back. It's going to be a mix between Mr. Perfect.
Okay.
And The Rock. But Nation of Domination Rock. Right,
okay,
before.
I got you.
Like, Rock. We're talking Rocky Maivia. With the big sideburns and the man titties.
And when he was doing the little flex with the chest and shit.
Yeah, that nigga was wearing his shirt. He was wearing that Adidas crop top shirt, looking like Ezekiel Elliott, wrestling.
That's what Ezekiel stole that from him.
Crop top crusader.
Trendsetter.
But yeah, Mr. Perfect, because I always thought Mr. Perfect had like the perfect, like, swaggy shit on the promos. And then he went in the ring. And besides Brett, I don't think nobody was better technically as a wrestler than Mr. Perfect.
Nobody.
Like, technically, when those two wrestled, I was sitting there watching that shit like, you can't tell me this shit is fake, bro. You can't tell me this shit is fake. You see how these niggas is wrestling each other to the ground, rubbing their ears on the mat and shit? Like, cotton flower ear for sure.
No, I can agree with that. I mean, Mr. Perfect, you can't go wrong with that. I'm going to go CM Punk, definitely one of my faves because he hates authority. Me, myself, I hate authority, so we just like a match made in heaven pause because of that. And then a second guy, that's another pause. Well, it's going to be a lot of pausable moments. So if you don't like the pause games, probably not for you. I'm pausing everything. Give me Stone Cold Steve Austin. He had me going to school, flipping off the principal, the teacher. My boy was, stunnering people. I was trying to, stunner people at the school. Now I'm getting a 5-day suspension, SSI and all that.
Drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon. You liked them PBRs when you was growing up too, right? No, it's cool if you like PBRs growing up because Stone Cold made you like PBRs. Like, I didn't even understand, like, oh, so you can't come to work and drink? I didn't understand that as a young boy because I saw Stone Cold do it every Monday.
Hey, and then they had King of the Hill out too, and he was out there drinking all the time too. I just, in the 90s, I thought it was the way of life.
Hey, you just need beer like soda. Beer like soda. Hey, you need something refreshing, go on and get you one. Go and get you an Alamo out the cooler.
That's a fact. It's actually a shame that Stone Cold didn't like get an ad back in the day. Cause I mean, he was giving them free advertisement and he was catching them like 2-3 in the hand. I'm like, damn, you cold, fam.
Nah, but he did the whole shit though. He did the milk ad.
Yeah, he did.
He did the milk ad. Like, they all did the milk ad, bro. Him, The Rock, who else did? I think Kane and Undertaker did a milk ad.
They did.
The Got Milk joint. And it was like, damn, now I'm grown and I'm 40 plus. And I'm like, why are we the only mammals that drink milk from another mammal?
Hey, you didn't believe it when they said it makes your bones stronger. It gets you strong.
Nah, I've been lactose intolerant my whole life.
Man.
I've been like nothing good for me should make me feel this bad unless it's a Puerto Rican woman. nothing good for me should put me down. Like if I get a McDonald's milkshake today, 4:30 Eastern. Y'all might not see me until Sunday.
Hey, man, the McDonald's, the machines might be down by now, though. You got to catch them between, like, 11 and 2.
Yeah, you got to catch Cookout. You got to just catch Cookout.
Yeah.
And they milkshakes are so thick, like, thicker than my prom date. I don't even know if I want to trifle with that. That just feel like bad decisions and child support payments. But you caping for your man CM Punk. I hate his in ring presence.
You don't like his aura?
I'm never judging another man's aura. I want you to know that. I don't care if we're watching Dragon Ball Z reruns. I'm never judging a man's aura. I don't care if he can KO Ken times 10. Nah, but son, like, it's some wrestlers. It's Seth Rollins, CM Punk, the entire Uso niggas. All of these tribal tattoo niggas. Finn Balor.
Yeah, I used to like Finn Balor, but he's like a jobber now. He'll never win.
So. Yo, son is unemployed.
It's just like, he could have been a main card event guy, but now they got him like in a mid card special where he just pit other people over. So it's
like you getting your best work off losing. You're the Brooklyn. What was that nigga's name? The Brooklyn Brawler. That nigga that had the
yeah, we'll be on Spaces.
That nigga that had the nasty ass t-shirt and he came out. He looked like one of the fucking Bushwhack brothers. Yeah, yeah. It's some of these dudes, I like some of their skill. I like some of their creativity when it connects. When it don't connect, I be like, damn, you got to practice that more.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that as a fat nigga sitting on the couch. But I'ma still say it. Like, hey, some of y'all niggas need to go back and put up some more shots in the gym. When it comes down to mic work, I feel like today's era, they talk more than the Attitude Era. They talk more than the Golden Era, but they don't have the moments that those eras had.
No, they don't. They don't.
And we talking D-Generation X. We talking... Shit, even if you go back to fucking Macho Man, he was a dusthead. Macho Man Ultimate Warrior was both on dust. They was doing bumps in between camera time and they was still smoking the promos.
Yeah.
What's this nigga got? what's this nigga got? He got a glove. He got a glove on one fist. The other nigga, Jey Uso, he got.
Oh, you talking about the current guys? Oh, that's my boy Solo Sikoa. He's excellent on the mic. Pause. He's really good. He's actually in ring trash, not very good. He only got like a couple of movesets, but like as far as charisma and like his like on the mic presence, wonderful. Like he's the best out of all them Samoans.
So is that why you named yourself after him?
Solo Mike. Solo is definitely top five, even today, current wrestlers. I just rock with him. He do it for the guys that's a BONs like myself, right? You know, he show you ain't gotta be like, you know, like no Finn Balor have 12 packs. You know, you can be a regular Joe, get off there, do a couple of moves, talk like, and have a good mic game, pause. And you can make some money for yourself. So I rocks with Solo. And on top of that, I think he's the funniest wrestler. He just do a lot of funny stuff. He's like, you know, he got such charisma about himself. But it's like, yeah, you know, it translates. Now, the problem is he come from that family. And you got his older brother, Yeet Man, who just do this the whole time. So annoying. Yeet. I never heard. He's such a bad wrestler and just terrible on the mic. Like, it's like, fam, you didn't even, like, graduate eighth grade. Like, you can't expand your vocabulary.
Mad son turned the super kick into a regular-ass move.
Yes!
Like, this nigga super kicked to open the match. Like, hold on a second. That's the finisher, bro.
Yeah, man.
How many times we seen Ric Flair bust out the figure four? But whenever we seen it, we knew son was finna win.
Man. No, honestly, Jey Uso is probably one of the worst wrestlers of all time. And I can't believe he got a belt, but that just shows you like, yeah, you got a nice little gimmick. They don't care. They don't put it on you. Pause. But yeah, Solo's my guy. I'm always rocking with Solo. I used to love when they had Jacob Fatu too. He'd be like, I love you, Solo. I ain't gonna lie, he used to say that. I used to get off my couch and be like, yeah, I'm ready to run through a wall for this guy too, man. Like, come on, this is my tribal chief.
Why you made the tribal chief face when you said it though? Like, you look like the African American tribal chief. You look like the sinner's chief.
Hey man, I'm trying to get in the bloodline, Solo's bloodlines. But yeah. Some people like the internet wrestling community online, they always say they love Roman Reigns. I mean, he's terrible on the mic. I'm cool on him. He's interesting. Seth Rollins is cool. I say his mic ability is improved, but CM Punk, I think CM Punk is this wrestler, LA Knight. I really rock with him. They the best on the mic game. LA Knight be killing it. LA Knight. Low key, I thought if somebody would say, yo, this guy is an actor, like in movies and stuff, and he's a wrestler, that's how good of like he is and his character.
No, I like LA Knight. Dynamic in the ring.
Yeah.
He's got the cool moves where he'll do the fucking double moonsault when you standing outside the ring. Like, he's got the cool shit and he can land it consistently. So that you're like, oh shit.
Yep.
I didn't know it was coming, but I seen this before. I just can't with your man. I can't with your man see him. And I think he probably progressed in the league when I was like taking a break. And then my kid was like, yo, CM Punk. CM Punk got that new heat. Not that old school. That you like. CM Punk got that new heat. And then I watched him and I was just like, that shit mid, bro. Why this nigga got a bulletproof vest on? Why this nigga look like the SWAT team movie with Shamar Moore? Like, why he look like that?
Old CM Punk used to look like a school shooter. We gotta wake it up. But, like, he really did. He used to look like a school shooter. But now that he looks cool, he all tatted up. It's like, okay, you ain't got these jailhouse tattoos. You went to a real tattoo artist. You know, you got your hairline. Shout out to all the wrestlers. John Cena was the first. Bro, y'all went to Turkey. Y'all got that hairline fixed. I'm not mad at it. John Cena, I see you got that big old bald spot. It's still there. CM Punk, he went to get his hairline fixed.
But John Cena did it because he's a movie star.
Man. Name me one John Cena movie.
He was in The Joint. Nah, don't put me on the spot like that. Hold on a second.
I wish we had an intern. He was Peacemaker. I remember that, but.
So he did Peacemaker. He did the Suicide Squad movie.
He was terrible.
He did The Joint with the fat white comedian lady.
I know you're talking about Trainwreck with the fat shirt.
But he was, I only think he was in that shit for like 15 minutes, but, but he probably had as much camera time as LeBron.
Yeah. I'm not rocking with, like I said, Cena. I'm glad he got his hairline fixed. He's always been mid in the ring. He can't wrestle. He used to be good on the mic back in the day. He's still solid, but yeah, I'm cool on him, man.
I think John Cena is exactly what you get when you say, let's put a white man in jean shorts and let him freestyle. Like, John Cena wouldn't be shit if Eminem's career didn't go up. Like, I think both of their careers are tied hand in hand.
It is.
If we go back and look at it, like, the more popular Eminem got, well, guess what? I like wrestling and I like white rappers. Give me John Cena.
And you know, Vince loved that character too. That was apparently the backstory of John Cena, because he was about to get fired apparently because he was wrestling like a regular wrestler. And then one day he was on the bus traveling and Stephanie McMahon heard him rap and she was like, yeah, you should do that. So then Vince was like, yeah, you should wear a jersey, you know, the throwback jerseys. Some blue jeans, a fake chain, and then there go John Cena.
That nigga's out there doing the dumb out, going crazy. I remember when John Cena, it was him. I think it was the nigga that was El Gigantor.
Yeah.
And they was all like South African soldiers. And they had like the fatigues, the green shirts on, and they came down to the stage in a fucking Jeep. And then they was beefing with the Nation of Domination. And I was just like, this feels wrong, bro. Like when WWF made a character out of a nigga or a specific situation, it never worked out well. Like I remember Sergeant Slaughter beefing with Hulk Hogan right at the beginning of Desert Storm.
Yeah.
And like Sergeant Slaughter was like an Iraqi turncoat sleeper cell nigga. And like they started beefing and they had to end that shit so quick because they was like, yo, this shit is a little too close to real life. Like the war's not over, bro. We can't have you out here wrestling a nigga with a disrespectful mustache, swinging this flag around when we got soldiers overseas dying.
No, that's
a and fact. Hulk Hogan was like, "All right, peace. I'm gonna go make a movie, bro."
No, that's a fact. Hulk Hogan, yeah, biggest piece of shit of all time wrestler. By the way, shout out to Hogan. Never change because we want to shit on your legacy.
Wait, you a Hogan hater?
Yeah, I fucking hate Hogan. Jesus Christ. He's just such a piece of shit.
Is it because he's stiff?
I mean, what I would say, he's been consistent for 30 plus years. He's never paid anybody else over. He's fake. He's not authentic. He's racist, but he lets you know he's racist. So I gotta respect it, right? He doesn't want his daughter to date black men. And he's pretty open.
I mean, I don't either.
I don't either.
No, my bad. I'm just kidding with that, but no. Nah, see, you gotta understand, man, Hulk Hogan, he's the first nigga through the door.
Yeah.
So he's, his gift and his curse is the same thing. He's the first nigga through the door. He's the first major marketing ploy that they could make for a character. Say your vitamins and take your vitamins and say your prayers, Hulkamaniacs. And then he came out with the flag and shit. Like, they made way more money off of Sun than whatever he was going to make by himself. The least you could do is let him control his career. If Sun show up to work today and say, yeah, I don't feel like losing to ravishing Rick Rude. Sorry, Richard. Sorry, Richard. You got to take this leg drop, brother. Like, that's just part of the game. Like, yo, the illest nigga at your job may not have got better since he was the illest nigga at your job. But he was the illest nigga. He negotiated his contract and he took advantage and never evolved. That's
you said the key word, evolve and elevating the business. He never did neither one of those things. Cause
he elevated the business. You can't name any WWF merchandise that don't have him on it. Whether it's the video game with his picture on the front, the cereal box when they sold the little Captain Crunch stars.
Yeah.
And it was the WWF superstars and it was my son on there. Like, he was on all the merch.
So who do you think made more of an impact? Because I always tell people all the time, I think, obviously, Hulk Hogan started the business. But if you ask me who made a bigger impact on the business long term, I'm going Stone Cold all day, every day. Even The Rock. But I'm not thinking Hulk Hogan started it and he took it there, right? But it stopped with him, too, because he decided to do movies and other stuff, but him not elevating anyone else with him until he did the NWO with WCW, he didn't really help the business.
Oh, shit, that's good. So I would say the first era would probably be Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Andre the Giant, because you need a heel.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ultimate Warrior. Like, that's the first wave. The second wave is definitely the Attitude Era. But that's The Rock. That's DX. That's Stone Cold. And then you got to tandem the Attitude Era with the NWO Era and WCW. Because those two need to go hand in hand. Because as one network was getting a little bit more edgy, getting a little bit more dangerous, pulling away from the storylines, the Doink the Clowns, the Crush, where they just took Brutus the Barber Beefcake and put that nigga in a pink, you know, unitard and say, yo, you Crush now, bro. Yeah. That's your new name. You from Hawaii. Crush Pineapples. Like, instead of doing that shit, they just said, we just gonna get a little bit more raunchy.
They did. I do gotta say, WCW, when he came back to WCW, he turned it up. But at the beginning, he made it so corny. Like, that's why, like, I think the Attitude Era to me, that's always the best era. And it's almost so hard to, duplicate that again or replicate that again. But I think it also helped that WCW was on the same type of timing. And, you know, obviously they lost that war, but. I don't even think we get Stone Cold if the NWO isn't around. You know, I would say that.
I definitely think they go hand in hand. I think Stone Cold was going to happen no matter what. Stone Cold was like John Cena. I don't think he was on the brink of getting cut, but I think he knew, oh shit, I'm about to win this King of the Ring.
Yep.
I gotta leave it all on the floor and pray to God this shit works. Cause he was in the middle of what was it? The Ringmaster? That was his, his trope, the Ringmaster. Yep. And he was rolling with Ted DiBiase. So he was like the new Virgil. And we seen a Ted DiBiase slave before. That shit wasn't like that. Maybe because he was black. So seeing a white man have another white slave might been cooler, but like he came through and he said, and Austin 316 means I just whooped your ass. And that's the bottom line because Stone Cold says, oh, that nigga was dropping gems.
And then Stone Cold, no, because he definitely was dropping gems, but a lot of people, because I mean, I remember when I was a kid and I was in school, but my uncle, he was watching it with us. He would say, yeah, man, I hate my boss. And they used to love when Stone Cold used to stunner Vince McMahon, man. I think that was peak, like, as far as wrestling and reality, as far as you can have a wrestler who just hates his boss. I mean, they had the once on one when, Vince McMahon was in a hospital and then Stone Cold dressed up as a nurse to beat him up. I mean, like, I don't think we'll ever see anything like that again because it was the times of the world and then it was, oh, everyone hates their balls. And that's why he got over so easy to me.
They were holding on to three different generations at once.
Yeah, yeah.
They was holding on to that 35 to 50 demo that been fans since the golden era.
Yep.
They was getting, adolescent teenagers that was growing into adults. Like, how do we keep y'all? Yeah, we're going to show some titties.
Yeah.
Hey, believe this. When we come to your town, we're going to show some titties. We're going to censor them out on USA, but yes. Hey, if you hear, it's going to be titties in the building. Showing titties for HBK and Triple H. And then the kid generation, they just like doing shit that was against the rules. Like, imagine how many kids, if y'all here, respond in an email to TWIYpod@gmail.com. Tell me how many of y'all got suspended for doing a little suck it symbolum in school. Like, oh, we're not supposed to do this. And the teacher say something wild to you and you get up. Can I go to the restroom? Yeah, you can go to the restroom, Jimmy. And before you walk out of the classroom, you like, suck it, Mr. Parker.
I definitely got suspended three times doing it. I ain't gonna lie.
You was one of those at risk children. I don't know if you was left behind or not, Mike, but you was at risk.
Hey, man, you know, long day of school, you know, end of the day, especially on a Friday, and you get your little this off to a teacher, then to suck it. Hey, you felt accomplished, man. I just had a long week. I ain't getting no trouble, so let me go ahead and get in trouble. Y'all see me next Wednesday because I got 2 days off Monday and Tuesday.
That's a sturdy week. That might be how I might go to work, do this shit next Friday, see what happens. Niggas might fuck around, cover my paycheck. So since we talking about eras, which era did it better? We got the Four Horsemen, or we got their doppelganger, Evolution. Evolution consists of Randy Orton, Ric Flair, Triple H, and my son Batista.
Shout out Batista, man. Ain't no way he looking that skinny these days, but shout him out. Easily done. Evolution. Evolution had the best storylines I love the Four Horsemen. Love them. We don't get Evolution without them, but Evolution, better storylines. More legacy of champions. You got Batista out of there. You got Randy Orton. Randy Orton still wrestling. You got Batista, who obviously if he ain't goes and be a movie star, he's probably one of the bigger, wrestlers of all time. And then obviously you got, you know, the GOAT. He the GOAT to some, but he's a terrible booker. You know, we got our boy, Hunter, Triple H, Paul, whatever you want to call him. He got three names. He like Diddy. He's like the Diddy of WWE, well, without the stuff, you know. And some people, if you ask China and you talk to some other female wrestlers, they might say he's Diddy, but I'm not going to say that. But we got him and we got my boy, the Nature Boy, Rick, the GOAT, Flair.
Woo!
Come on. So I'm automatically going Evolution.
I'd love to go Evolution, but it was such a clear and apparent copy paste job from Four Horsemen, and they got injured.
They did.
They got injured. They got injured early. I think it was a tag team match. Randy Orton fucked his ankle up. Batista tore his bicep. Like, all in the same match versus the Dudley Boys, which sidelined them dudes for some months. And I feel like we just, even if it happened, it didn't happen, like, in front of the hoes with the Four Horsemen. And when I talk Four Horsemen, I got 20 different strands I can pull from, but just to pull from my favorite, it's Rick, it's Arn Anderson, it's Brian Pillman, and it's Chris Benoit. And I know we can't talk about Son. Whenever we talk about wrestling, we can't talk about Son because of the bullshit that he did.
Hey, man, he was living his truth.
Hey, you can't. This is like Reggie Bush College Football Championship. You can't take this away from me, bro. Yeah. I seen this shit with my own eyes. You can vacate the wins. You can scrub this shit off of Peacock. I got YouTube Premium. I'm going to watch Chris Benoit versus Eddie Guerrero. Benoit versus Dean Malenko.
Chris Benoit, best opponents. Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle. It's a shame that Eddie had to go too, because Eddie was one of my all-time faves too.
I be watching these Dark Side of the Rings. Oops. I don't think anybody likes popping prescription pills more than Midwest America and professional wrestlers.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Shout out to the opioid crisis.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. Y'all took away my man Kurt Hennig. And Perk Angle.
Yeah, Perk Angle. Perk, when he went to TNA, all-time top five wrestler for me, man. Perk Angle was different.
I never seen, like, I seen my daddy be a crackhead for a stretch. I never seen a role model worthy crackhead than Perk Angle. That young man made me proud. I was like, you see this nigga? This nigga just ran off the ramp, did a front flip.
The front flip was crazy. He did it like it was so, and he's not even like a high flyer, but he did it with so ease.
He had a full head of steam. That nigga ran up. He ran a 4.240 from the back room. He did the front flip, and then you know a nigga's going crazy when he undo the straps the move. He didn't even undo them before the move. Like, oh, I need my arms to be free so I can hit this fucking front flip. Nah, he did the front flip with no flaw. And then stood up with a mouthpiece in. Why you got a mouthpiece in, bro? You know why you got a mouthpiece in, because you're grinding your teeth. You're going through withdrawals. That young man was sweating before the warm up. He came to the ring with 8 rounds of sweat on him, like he'd been on his bicycle. And then he get on the internet. On Beyonce's internet in 2024, 2025, and he want to say, I don't know what this whole Perk Angle thing was about. I'd like to reclaim it and call it Peak Angle. No, nigga, we're not taking the Perk 30s off your jacket.
Yeah, my man shot to rewrite history. I ain't gonna lie, that was nasty when he did that. Sometimes you got to live in your truth, Kurt, Perk, whatever you want to call yourself. Perk.
Man, that nigga's like me when I shit on myself in sixth grade and then went to a different school in the same district. And it was like, yo, DJ, you shitting yourself last year, bro? I heard you shitting yourself in English class, bro. Is you good? No, that wasn't me. That was a different DJ.
Hey man, I'm glad I didn't do what you did, because it was we had a Chicago snowstorm I'll never forget, man. And I was waiting on the bus because we had basketball practice. Man, it wasn't no gas stations open. I got on that bus. I couldn't hold it no more. Say, I gotta go ahead, let this fly, G. The grand lady, it was an older lady. She was like, yo, you smell that? I said, yeah, I smell it. I said, somebody else was here before I got here? She said, no. I said, is that you? She said, no. I said, I don't know. Maybe it's the bus driver. She looked at me. She knew I was lying. And yeah, I never forget that day.
Nah, that's crazy. On the bus?
I mean, it was probably one of the worst snowstorms I ever experienced. Like I was probably like 5'9" in seventh grade. The snow was over my knees.
So the snow gets you rattled, is what you're saying. the snow, like adverse weather conditions, is what's going to take you out your game. I thought you was a championship AAU Final Four nigga. You telling me a bad day with the meteorologist is going to take you off your game?
So here's the thing. I was waiting on that bus because, again, snowstorm. So them buses probably come every 15 to 30 minutes. That bus didn't come for 45 to an hour. And I'm just sitting there cold in the little thing, the hover things that covers us and everything. And I'm like, yeah, man. I thought about taking a poop on the snow since it was white, but then I was like, ah, that's probably a little too nasty. Somebody might drive past. Look at this nigga taking a shit. And now that's embarrassing. So I was like, you know what?
And toilet paper.
Yeah, it just came out.
Like, what about toilet paper? This nigga was worried about being seen. He was worried about white snow. Like, you never took your sock off to wipe your ass because you ain't have toilet paper, or took the roll from the paper towel roll to... All right, maybe we're just different. Maybe we're just different. Let's get Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican.
Let's get Mexican. So who is the best masked wrestler?
So the American in me is gonna say Rey Mysterio. Felt in love with Rey. Mr. 619. I remember when
he's not American.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like when they, cause it's two type of, it's the American Mexican wrestlers that come over here, and then it's the luchadors, the real luchadors in Mexican, right? That sometimes come over here. So I really rock with, Rey. I rock with his son. Again, over here, we rock with the nepotism, you know? Dom. I think Dom is the greatest Nepo kid of all time right now. People talk about Bronny James and all that. Man, Dom is a great Nepo baby. And he don't even know who his daddy is. It could be Eddie Guerrero. It could be Rey Mysterio. It could be Alberto Del Rio. Who knows? But we know he's a Nepo baby. So, since Rey did give us Dom, and I rock with Dirty Dom. Dirty Dom be having all the chicks too. I'm gonna automatically go with a Mysterio. So Rey Mysterio, is the greatest one for me. If I'm going, luchadors, I really liked it Dragon Lee before he came to the WWE, but ever since he came over here, they kind of doing bogus now. Like he's like a jobber a little bit.
They water son down.
Yeah, really bad, man. Rey Penta, he's not bad. Penta's not bad. Penta be doing a lot of botches though, and don't nobody ever say anything. It's kind of weird. It's like, fam, you're not even like a real luchador. All these botches you do, but yeah, those would probably be those three. I really like Dragon Lee though when he first was in Mexico wrestling.
And it's crazy that you said Dominic Mysterio, because as soon as you said it, I was like, that's your mustache. Solo Mike, y'all. I can't wait till we get visuals on this fucking podcast. I pray to God it's in the next 7 days and he hasn't made any alterations to his face. Solo Mike has a Dominic Mysterio black Cheeto mustache. He looks like the Chicago version of Cleveland Brown.
No, that's
old friends and new friends and Eve and the bear. So I'm going to go Juventud Guerrero. Juventud Guerrero.
Okay.
Psychosis. And the American Patriot.
Okay. American Patriot.
Because I never figured out who the fuck was in that costume. I don't know if it was really Hulk or if it was another nigga. But the American Patriot, he was about that action. He came out waving the American flag. I think that's like the easiest fan steal. Like you come out waving your flag, like you rep your set. You repping your set.
America's the biggest set.
No, dead ass. maybe back in the day it was like America and Russia.
Yeah.
And like that's when like Killer Kowalski and all them other Soviet Union niggas, like, because we was really at war with the Soviets, so like them niggas would just come through with the red unitards and they would just like boo, and them niggas would just come through, get booed, throw a couple clotheslines, leg drop, body slam, match over.
That's how you just started my boy Gunter. Kinda, but he's like the better version of that.
Yo,
I don't
like pale white men wrestlers. Is Gunter, is who's the other nigga that had the kick?
Oh.
He was super pale. Like that nigga looked, he was twilight pale.
Sheamus.
Son.
Those wrestlers, those are like, if this was like the NFL, they're like the Hall of Fame left tackle.
Okay. I was going to compare them niggas to American Gladiators.
They are like, hey, they really are.
That nigga, that was Turbo. That's Laser. That's Blazer. And Nitro over there. Yeah. Like, they was just buff niggas. Yo, go do some push-ups and come flex on camera for 20 minutes. No problem, boss. And the nigga just come through and flex on camera. And it was like, back when muscles was all you needed, like the Steiner brothers, one of my favorite tag teams, them niggas was big as fuck, but Scott Steiner was super athletic.
Yeah, he was.
He throw you off the ropes and hit you with the Frankensteiner, and yeah. Niggas looked like they was never prepared for. Like I seen him wrestle Vader and Bam Bam Bigelow in China.
Yeah.
And he hit that nigga with the Frankensteiner, and Van Vader was like, boom, front flip real easy. I was like, damn, like these niggas is diesel as fuck. And you needed muscle and you needed the agility back then. Present day, yo, if you just got the muscle.
So, hey, you can at least get a shot. But I think today's present day wrestler, even like Gunter, he's pretty athletic. I don't want to keep dog shit in Jey Uso, but he's better. Everyone's better than Jey Uso, but like, yeah, I think most of the wrestlers today, like they got this one guy, Bron Breakker. He's the Steiner's kid.
Yeah, he's the bastard.
He's incredible. Like I be watching Raw, my man's be running around the ring at like 25 miles per hour, spearing the shit out of everyone. I'd be like, come on, like, is this legal? Like, what's he got one spear where he was coming down the ring and he speared somebody. I said, oh, yeah, this motherfucker is off the chain, man.
I thought that nigga was launched. Yeah. I was looking for, like, the Crouching Tiger hitting dragon cords. Because Sun came down the ring and he was running. And then he just speared out of nowhere. And I was just like, nah, that's cap.
You seen it when
I'm going to watch
speed,
the
right?
replay. Yeah, I'm going to watch the replay because I'm like, I know this is cap. Like, I'm 40 plus, and sometimes I'd be like, this wrestling shit is a little bit too real.
Yeah.
For my liking.
Certain bumps is crazy. That the one he gave to Speed was off the chain. I said, Speed, he thinking he did this big one. My man's running them ropes. I'm like, this motherfucker going like 40 miles per hour and just get hit. It like a car hit him.
Nah, and we ain't seen Speed since. No. And he's a streamer. I just want you to know that. We haven't seen Sun since. And hey, he's man. A streamer. It's our job to see him, and we haven't seen him since WrestleMania. But shout out to Logan Paul, because he makes wrestling exciting. I hate when he does his little top rope, grab my prime beverage, and then I do a moonsault or elbow drop or whatever the fuck. Like, that's just as bad as sitting SGA at the press conference with the Gatorade in front of him. Those two things are equivalent. Like, bro.
It is.
I know you only here to promote this beverage, and I'm never drinking this beverage.
Prime so is one terrible. Or
two things got to happen. Like, you got to stop promoting the beverage, or like, niggas are going to have to break into my home and put this beverage in my refrigerator.
Hey, man.
What else we got? Hold out on.
We got a couple of more. Best current tag team right now. I'm gonna go with SmackDown has the best tag team. Hold on, let me one second. I just want to go because they got a new tag team that they bought up. I mean, you got the New Day. I think the New Day been kind of trash, but they got the belts right now. You got the Creed Brothers. They on Raw. SmackDown, they got the Motor City Machine Guns. I like them. What's the other tag team name? I always forget their name.
Out of this batch, I'm only fucking with New Day, and I hate that I have to fuck with them because of what they did to Big E. But I'm only fucking with them because they're pretty tried and true.
They have, and they've been there the longest too. Some can call them the greatest tag team of all time. I wouldn't be mad at it. I think they're better than the Usos.
I thought you was about to get disrespectful.
No. I
mean, you said they was.
I'm not a big fan of the Usos, guys, if y'all can't tell.
Yeah, but you said they was the best, potentially the best tag team of all time. Like,
you don't think the Road Warriors
is out there? The Road Warriors is out there. The Steiner Brothers, the Rock and Sock Connection. Shit, the Rockers, nigga, with Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. That was a cocaine circus.
I'm going to be honest with you. The only people I'm taking over, because you got to think about when the New Day was doing what they was doing, too. Like, they was, like, headlining WrestleMania and stuff like that. Like, that's not something that most tag teams get to do. Yeah, I say current ones, I'll probably go with Street Profits. I love my guys. I think Montez Ford is like the best tag team. Like, he's the best superstar that's in the tag team, but he should be like a single star. And I like the Angelo Dawkins. I like him as well. They got another tag team. I think it's called Proxium or something like that. They're pretty good. Motor City Machine Guns are good. Raw tag division is terrible though right now. I wish theirs was like SmackDown, but Raw does, they got better superstars, like single stars than SmackDown.
They do damn near everything else better except for, I'll say tag team and I don't want to say the luchadors, but I think I want to add the luchadors or the cruiserweights into it, because all I keep seeing on Raw is Penta and whoever the fuck that other nigga is he keep beefing with. It's like he beefing with three niggas at one time. It's
Penta and Chad Gable is actually real life. Like, he's like this year, our version of Kurt Angle. He's really good, but they don't give him the push. SmackDown got better. They got Carmelo Hayes over there. He's probably going to be one of the best black wrestlers of all time if he keep going the way he's going.
It ain't but six of them. Like, it's only six black wrestlers. It's Ron Simmons, it's Shelton Benjamin, it's Booker T. Who else is it?
Hey, man, you counting the Samoans?
Nah, we not counting the Samoans. D'Lo Brown, Ahmed Johnson, like, who D'Lo else
D'Lo
is
D'Lo Brown was my guy. That's a classic cut. D'Lo Brown. I used to be in there when I used to wrestle with my little brother. I used to hit him with the D'Lo Brown and do the power bomb. Come on, bro.
That nigga had CTE. He had the bulletproof vest on too before 50 Cent. He had the bulletproof vest on, jumping off the top rope, doing the frog splash.
You remember his walk?
Oh, the walk was nasty. He came out to the ring.
Oh, shit.
A bobblehead special. It was him and Owen Hart. I think they was a tag team.
Yeah.
That was a nasty tag team, by the way. Bringing Owen Hart to the Nation of Domination was probably that was probably the end of it all.
Yeah.
Cause like, why you got this white man over here? Y'all wearing kente cloths on your unitards, and you got this white man, a Canadian who didn't even get along with his own family.
Wake it up. His family disliked him.
Well, because, I mean, naturally, if white people hang around black people, your family's not going to like you, bro. God rest the dead.
Yes. Hey, they just did on AEW the Owen Hart tournament. Shout out on WWE doesn't even acknowledge him. They act like he don't exist.
Yeah,
hey, WWE treat Owen was some funny shit.
They hey. Treat Owen like he was Chris Benoit, bro. Like
they doing Jim Ross bogus. Hey, I mean, like everybody acknowledging, like, yeah, Jim Ross, he going through some stuff, you know, battling cancer. They act like they don't. This motherfucker don't even exist.
Yo, that's just the ending message to y'all. Take your fucking PTO. Take your days off. Because that job, them people at that job really don't care. Kathy that brought you lunch, she warmed up your hot pockets. She don't really love you like that, dog.
Yeah.
And when you don't show up no more, them people was gonna forget about you. My name is DJ World Premier. That's Solo Mike with the nasty mustache. This is What a Rush Podcast.